urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And if you're out there across America, why, we ordinarily invite your calls, but please don't call unless we do ask for calls. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but please do not call unless we ask for calls. Our guest, Kevin McDonald, and of course Kevin McDonald is certainly involved with TACTA, and he's actually put out a video. It's called Sheltering in Place, and I think it's important that people understand that we face the very real possibility of a chemical, biological, or nuclear warfare. Why? Because I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country, and I believe that they have specifically and intentionally left the American people defenseless. Now, they have all sorts of facilities and underground bunkers that are well-stocked and well-ventilated for the elite in Washington, D.C. There's one in Santa Rosa where they can get the government officials from San Francisco up there, and they have helicopter pads. So they will be protected. The elite will be protected. And at one time we had an adequate civil defense program for the United States, and it's been pretty well disbanded. And most Americans have made no preparation at all for what really lies ahead. Well, Kevin McDonald is part of a group of, that is really working to try to get the information out, and he is associated with TACTA. That's the American Civil Defense Association, TACDA. And, of course, the purpose is to try to get the American people to begin making preparations to protect themselves, because I fear that many people are going to die of panic or die of starvation or die of disease totally unnecessarily, because we have been abandoned, just as the people of Israel have been abandoned by their leaders. In fact, they all used to have gas masks. They took them away from them, and many times by force. They sent the military around to collect the gas masks, and they refused to give them back again. Why? They're leaving the people of Israel open for extermination. And I believe the same thing is going to happen here, because there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and people don't like to think about that. Why? Our leaders would never do that. Well, American leaders wouldn't, but there are people working in key positions who have a different agenda because they worship a different God, and they have an intense hatred of the United States. And it's only a small part of the people, but these are people in key positions who know exactly what they're doing. And I believe every American owes it to himself and to his family to begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Kevin, thank you very much for being with us.
Many times, Dan.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners what motivated you to get involved with TACTA and certainly this film, Shelter in Place, which we carry, which we think is so vitally important for people to have. At least they have some idea what to think about and to do.
Well, basically, what happened was is that, like a lot of people out there, I was under the impression that there wasn't a whole lot you can do. I mean, I'd grown up in a time period which, you know, we've been preached the idea of a nuclear winter and the end of the world scenario that basically you couldn't do anything. And with time, I actually met a very, very wonderful gentleman, Wayne LeBaron.
All right, hold on, though. We're going to be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. Okay, Kevin. Okay, Kevin, go right ahead.
At the time, I met a gentleman who was out of his own pocket doing a course on sheltering in place. And he'd actually been asked by the lieutenant governor of the state of Utah to go out and teach this technique that he had developed. And he was just doing it out of his own pocket, helping people, and I attended one of his seminars that he gave, and I was just stunned at what you could do, how simple it was, how just a little bit of knowledge could go a long ways. And he said the most amazing thing to me, that just a little bit of knowledge will increase your survival by 80%. And I thought, wow, that's an amazing jump. And so I took the time to look through the information that he had, and we went over it and we talked about it, and I called him later on. My background is the entertainment industry. I used to work in it for years. And I called him up and I said, you know, this is information that people need to have. And you can only drive around in your car and do so much. You know, if we could put it on a video, we could get it out to more people. And so he agreed to do that. I mean, he, without really any serious expectations, he said, let's do it. All my materials, everything I can do to help you make this happen. And so we took his techniques that he had applied to sheltering in place, including learning how to filter the air in your home, and put all of that in a very easy to understand video. Now, one of the things we really wanted to do is we wanted to get away from the old survivalist mentality, because I don't know about you, but I really don't want to have to defend myself against my neighbor. I want to help my neighbor. I want my neighbor to get ready and be prepared. And so what we did was we decided that we needed to make a friendly, positive, uplifting video that would encourage people to realize that there were things that they could do that were very basic, very simple, and very positive. And it never fails. Anytime I get a group of people to sit down and watch this video, and especially the ones that tell me that they want to be at ground zero when the big one hits, when they watch that video, it changes their attitude completely. There are things you can do. Another one of the reasons that I loved Wayne, and I probably get in trouble with him for saying this, but
I want you to hold that for just a moment.
Sure.
We'll be right back in just a minute with Kevin McDonald. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Kevin McDonald, and Kevin, of course, has been involved with putting together a video called Sheltering in Place, which we do carry. And he really got this idea from a man named Wayne LeBaron,
He lives in Utah.
All right, and fine. And Wayne had studied and thought a lot about what people could do to protect themselves if there was a nuclear attack, or much of this would carry over into there was a chemical or biological attack. But instead of panicking, and you can imagine what would happen if you were suddenly faced with a major attack on America, people would have no idea what to do. They'd be running around like chickens with their heads off, getting in their cars, getting on the road. You'd be bumper to bumper, and that's the worst place you want to be. Chances are, you're going to have to learn how to shelter right in your own home, but there's so much you can do. And so Kevin had actually learned from Wayne LeBaron what Wade had really thought about and put a lot of thought into, and they put together a video. And, of course, it's been shown to people all across America. It's called Sheltering in Place. Not that expensive, pretty straightforward, and, of course, it's a thought process you're prepared, you know what there is, and chances are, if there were to be a major cataclysmic event, you would increase your survivability, probably 80% or far more than that, and the people who have no idea what to do would be totally panicked. So this will certainly give you a feeling of security when you've at least thought about this. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Kevin.
Well, basically, one of the things that really convinced me that Wayne knew what he was talking about was his experience. Wayne is a certified health physicist. I mean, he's worked in the Los Alamos labs. He's worked in Nevada. He was there when the government was doing their nuclear testing. He has done research for the government. He's worked for the nuclear the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And he probably won't like me talking about that so much. But the reason it's important is because, unlike a lot of the scientists who are out there pumping out their theories, Wayne has practical hands-on experience. He was actually one of the first two responders to the first nuclear reactor accident in the United States, and when he was a younger man. And so one of the things that I found really interesting in our conversations that Wayne told me was that when they were doing the studies about the radiation that they knew had escaped in the United States, that they found that one of the things that was consistently it was consistent with radiation was that it's inconsistent. There are so many variables out there that make such a huge difference. Our age, our health, any type of surroundings that you're in, all of these variables make a huge difference. And they found that there was actually a higher propensity for instance, leukemia with lower level radiation than there was with the deadlier radiation. And they really don't understand why that's the case. They just know that there's a kind of a very broad parameter that they say don't get, don't have that much radiation happen to you. But within that, there's still survivability. And so basically Wayne said that in our studies we realized that if we could just get people to get indoors even, and stay indoors for as little as 3 days after the first event, that their life expectancy, went through the roof. I mean, they were going to be fine. There were still going to be problems. There's no 100% guarantee when you're dealing with something like this, but there are very basic things that you can do that will help you tremendously. As simple as, knowing that, to go indoors, stay indoors, keep it shut. Now, if you know what to tape up and what not to tape up or what to filter, that increases things even more. Knowing how much food that you need to have on hand, how much water you need to have on hand. One of the things I loved about Wayne was, he said, you need to have 14 days supply of water. They're not, 3 days supply is not enough. And he said, after you have a 14 day supply of water, when an event happens, he said, have a couple of family members designated to go through the house, if the water's still running, go through the house, fill up the tub, fill up the pots and pans, fill up the sinks with water. He said, that way you're increasing the potential for water. He said, if you have water, your life expectancy goes up. And so knowing these basic things really helps you a lot. What I basically did with Wayne when we first wrote the script for this is I went in and I said, look, I don't want to know the science. I'm an average guy who's working. I'm trying to take care of my family. Just tell me what to do. Step one, step two, just tell me what to do. I said, I don't want to know the time, distance, and mass. That stuff just makes your eyes glaze over. And if you can tell me, A through Z what to do, I think that would be more beneficial to people. As soon as the balloon goes up or they announce on the radio that there's been an incident, or even still if you've watched the video and you know what the effects of an EMP are, you know, your watch has stopped, the car's not working, you have a pretty good idea that something's happened, get your family in the house. And, you know, that's a good place to start. If you educate your neighbors, even better. Because then the potential for death and disease decreases substantially, which increases life in the area. If you encourage them to put food away, you know, and one of the things you can do, show your neighbors this video. Get a copy of this video and bring your neighbors in and show it to them. Or hand it to them and say, look, sit down and watch this video. And we you know, granted, we're a business, but the truth is that, you know, the more people who know this, the better off we are. As a nation, the more people who knows this, the better off we are. As a nation, we'll be able to get back on our feet much faster than if we were to sit around and wait for this to hit us.
And
I don't know if that helps you or not.
No, I know. Well, really, the video is really very, very simple. And yet, of course, if you look at it, it just tells you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and, you know, because some people say, oh, well, you got to tape everything up, you know, so nothing will get in. Well, hey, you tape everything up, air can't get in, and you're going to suffocate. And there's nothing wrong with duct tape and plastic, but if you put it on there wrong, why, you're gonna suffocate in your own room. You've created a coffin for yourself. So the video tells you exactly what to do. You don't need a lot of things, but you need a few very essential, simple things to get you through this difficult time. And when, of course, we see what's going on in the world today, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, there are people in Washington, D.C. who are planning a massive attack on Iran. They think it's going to last 3 to 7 days. What happens if they're wrong? I mean, certainly they've been wrong about everything else, and I believe, of course, that they're very, very wrong about this, because it would be fine if Iran does not make reprisals, but what happens if maybe the third or fourth day after hundreds of thousands of Iranians have been killed, that they should sink one or two of our carriers? What would that do? Maybe they would launch an attack on the Green Zone in Baghdad and kill a few thousand Americans. Then are we just going to let the war end at that point, or are we going to have to retaliate? And then are they going to retaliate? And what's going to happen to Pakistan, where, of course, there's a growing radical Islamic movement, and Pakistan has very sophisticated missiles, of course, built with American technology that the Chinese communists got from Bill Clinton, and they have nuclear weapons, assumed that well over 100, between 1 and 200 nuclear warheads. How would you like to have those in the hands of the radical Islamists? People say that this could never happen, and I would ask, if you look at it from a rational point of view, from God's point of view, why couldn't it happen? If God is just, his justice is not going to sleep forever, and the things that we as a nation are doing are going to bring God's judgment on this nation. And I believe our job is to try to survive, and so we can be a light for the people that are out there. But at first, we're going to have to survive. And certainly, people say, well, it's all in God's hands. And, well, I believe it is all in God's hands. But did you ever stop to think that maybe God's got to listen to this program tonight? And maybe that's why you tuned in tonight. Under any circumstances, we need to have the information. And of course, Kevin and the organization he's associated with has phenomenal organization. Now, you're with TACTA, aren't you, Kevin?
I actually help them, but I'm not directly associated with them. We actually have our own organization, and I work. I probably do more work with Physicians for Civil Defense than
I do
with TACTA.
Well, I got some great things today. Did you send me some things? Somebody sent me some great things on civil defense today. We just got them in. And
it was probably Steve Jones from Physicians for Civil Defense, because I think I received the same thing.
All right, fine. Well,
but Stan, can we just talk about our government? Because I just finished dealing with them.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment, and and we'll be glad to let you talk about the things. The trouble is that we certainly should be having all sorts of efforts made by our government to protect the people, and as far as I can see, they're making almost no preparations at all. And after the way that FEMA treated the people in New Orleans, do you really want to be like them? Those people where FEMA was there blocking efforts to bring in food and water and relief supplies and evacuate the people. Why did FEMA do that? Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, you know, Stan, we just spent the last 4 months actually working with the Department of Homeland Security.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
assisting and educating the American people for survivability, the information they have. And Kevin said that during the 20 months they were working with him, the Department of Homeland Security was the division they were working with were shaken up 20 times, three times, that everything was done to block them. They certainly are not interested at all in you. They have, of course, all sorts of shelters for themselves but for the emergency responders, but they have no plans to help the general public, and I know that to be true. I went to a meeting of this the Civil Defense Association about 2 years ago, and what amazed me most, first of all, I think there were only about three doctors there, three or four physicians other than the speakers. There were, I think, 15 people in the audience in the morning, and it turned out that two of them were from FEMA, and the question came up, what does FEMA have to help the American people? And one of the women from FEMA got up and said, FEMA has no plan to help the public. And if you want help, you're going to have to make your plans on your own. We came to see what you were planning to do, because we have no plans at all for a general catastrophic event in America. You saw what happened down in New Orleans. They spent literally tens of billions of dollars on all sorts of nonsensical things. They blocked efforts by local people who wanted to come in and help. People wanted to come in with their airboats. I mean, some of the people down in the bayous had all sorts of airboats they could have gotten all over the flooded area of New Orleans and got the people out, and FEMA wouldn't let them in. There were people there with motorboats that came in from Louisiana. Why, of course, FEMA wouldn't let them in. I mean, some of the big corporations sent down food and supplies and ice, and FEMA wouldn't let them in. And people died unnecessarily. And they died in the hospital, under the roofs and the attics of the buildings, because FEMA would not even allow people with helicopters to come in and help with the evacuation. And FEMA was totally inadequate, but they were in charge. And then they sent the military in to begin collecting the weapons. And who's going to protect the people, you know, from marauders if you take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens? They couldn't get them away from the marauders or the people who, of course, were going around and pillaging. No, they wanted to take the weapons away from the law-abiding citizens so they'd have no way to defend themselves. What sort of logic is that? They were bringing in the professional mercenaries, the killers who were hired from throughout the world. From Iraq, the Blackwater mercenaries were brought into New Orleans. And then, of course, there's so many unanswered questions as to why did this happen in the first place? Because, of course, the hurricane did not hit New Orleans. It veered along the Mississippi coast, and of course they had a bad storm, and about 45 minutes to an hour after the storm had passed, when the streets were beginning to dry out, and the sidewalks were beginning to dry out, suddenly there were a number of loud, well, some people say they were explosions, and the dikes gave way not in one, but in three different places. Why would they give away in three different places? And now we find out that a lot of the homes there in New Orleans that were not badly damaged or that have been renovated, they're being condemned for a major new development. It's going to make a lot of developers very, very rich and wealthy. But people are losing their homes there. They're being taken away by the government locally in the name of transferring the property to more productive people. Maybe nothing as it appears to be. And certainly FEMA was right at the very apex of that. Well, Kevin, certainly what can people do at this point?
Well, the most important thing is you take care of yourself and then encourage your neighbors to take care of themselves. You know, we know for a fact that they are not gearing up to help us. With all the fancy gear and everything that has been purchased and is being encouraged to be purchased, with every EMS worker out there, and I'm actually certified as well. You drag all of these people out, and they're still not going to be able to deal with a national disaster. And you know, the thing I'm concerned about is a few years ago, when September 11th happened, I a friend of mine, who I've been encouraging for years to do something, didn't do anything. And when September 11th happened, what happened was that she was not emotionally and spiritually ready.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Kevin McDonald. And, of course, Kevin was saying that he had a friend who is not emotionally ready when September 11th came. You know, and if you suddenly do not have a personal relationship with God, and suddenly it looks like the whole of the world is beginning to topple and implode in on you, you panic. I mean, you got no place to look. Those of us who have a relationship with the Lord, and we know we're in God's hands. If He wants us to pull through, we're going to pull through. If He doesn't want us to pull through, why we go to a better place? So tell us about your friend, Kevin.
Well, she sat in her basement for 2 weeks and was pretty much in an emotional state of shock. And it took some coaxing to get her to come back to life again. And but what astounded me was is that I found out there were a lot of people like that. And that, you know, you remember the president coming out and telling everybody to go back to work again. It's because people were so in such a state of shock that they were not doing, they were just not living their lives. And, the key to this is, you know, when we're prepared, we will not fear. And that's both spiritually and temporally. When we're prepared, we will not fear. You know, there's two things that people need to do. First of all, they need to make sure that they've got that great connection with God that they need to have, because that there's a profound stability emotionally that happens there, and that spiritually happens there. It'll give them the foundation they need to ride out rough times. For me, one of the great turning points in my thinking on this were the founding fathers of this country, and their attitude towards, you know, the great trials that they went through during the Revolutionary War. You know, if you go through and you read their histories, I mean, you know, Benjamin Franklin wasn't cowering down in his basement, you know, when the British were tearing things up. He was still publishing his newspaper. Paul Revere was still making silver, and doing his silversmithing. I mean, you could run the list. They were all trying to live, you know, normal, stable lives while working for the freedom of this country. And that's a great attitude to have. And if you read the writings, you'll see that there was a great reliance on God. And that's something that people need to do. The next thing they need to do is be practical. I mean, if we were playing a game of chess and I took, you know, all your pawns off the table and I kept all of mine, it wouldn't be a very fair game. So you want to have all your pieces on the table, and that means that you need to have some food set aside.
All that stuff. We'll be back in just a moment, Kevin. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Kevin was pointing out how important it is, first of all, to have a personal relationship with our Lord, and so that you can be at peace with Him and with yourself when and if the crisis comes. And I think it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when it comes, because I believe there is going to be a terrible judgment on this nation. So, basically, if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord and want to explore that thought, you can always call us off the air. But, and then, of course, Kevin makes the point, you need to make preparations. You need to know that you and your family can survive. If whatever happens, and you're prepared. Because chances are you're not going to be directly hit by a nuclear bomb or even by the chemical or biological warfare. But, of course, so many of these things are aimed at creating terror and fear and panic. They want panic. And out of that panic comes, of course, a total paralysis and inability to do anything. Well, Kevin, before we go on, I want you to get your telephone number out, your webpage, so people know how to get in touch with you. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So let's get your information out, Kevin, so people would know how to get in touch with you and the other organizations.
Well, that's we're sheltering in place. The name is of the video is Sheltering in Place, and we do have a website. It's www.shelteringinplace.com. And it just remember to put the ing on the end of shelter. But that's just shelteringinplace.com, and then they can call us to order a copy of the video. Though I would prefer they order it through you. That would be the most important thing. And I mean, we do sell potassium iodate, which basically we've been campaigning to get into a major retailer. That's something that should be at every pharmacy in this country.
That is tough. We do carry that. We think that's important, too. Everybody should have a good supply of potassium iodate on hand.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's let me tell you a little story real quick. Like,
right.
We have friends who were in the Baltics downwind of Chernobyl when it happened. And they were able to go and get potassium iodide in the powder form. But potassium iodide in the powder form is too caustic for small children to take. And they didn't have the buffered pill technology that we have here in America. And so, of their six children, their five oldest children were able to take the potassium iodide powder, but the youngest one kept throwing it up. The youngest one died from radiation sickness. This is paramount to have. They need to have either potassium iodide or potassium iodate or sodium iodide or sodium iodate, depending on where they're located. The most common out there are potassium iodide and potassium iodate. Potassium iodate has an excellent shelf storage life to it, which is one I recommend because of that reason. You can keep it on the shelf for 10 years and it's still good. Iodide, on the other hand, tends to have a shorter lifespan. But it's paramount that you have this in your survival team. When you're dealing with fallout, this is one of the key elements to fighting the effects of fallout on your glands. And so I would absolutely tell you that this is a must. You must call, Stan and order some potassium iodate to have it in your home. And, I actually went out, and I know that some of your family members might think you're a little nutty for doing this, but I actually went out and ordered enough of it when I first learned about it and sent it to my family in Oregon and in California and here in Utah and made sure that everybody had plenty on hand. And I told them to keep it in the medicine cabinet where they could keep an eye on it. But it's an absolute must. And there are a few items like that that you need to consider having. I think you're going to have Steve talk about his homemade radiation meter.
Yes, we're certainly going to tell him about that. We're going to be carrying that and offering it. But I would simply point out that you cannot go out and just buy potassium iodate at your local drugstore. They just don't have it. And they should have it, but they don't. And we had a lady call the other day, and of course she said, we didn't have any in stock, so she was just going to go out and just forget about her order. She was going to go out and get it on her own. And she called back half an hour later and said, please go ahead and put my order in, because she couldn't get it elsewhere. And she realized how important it was to have on hand. Now, I mean, there's certain elementary things you need. You need food and medical supplies and water. Water is, of course, vitally important. And then you know what you do and not to panic. If you do the things that are laid out in this very, very simple video, why, of course, you're going to cover most, of course, of the things that need to be done. And of course Wayne LeBaron, who put this together, is a health physicist, and he understands, and he's worked, of course, in the nuclear industry for many years. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, why, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and our guest is Kevin McDonald, who's been instrumental in putting together this video, Sheltering in Place. Well, Kevin, is there an increased interest in this sort of thing? Certainly, in all the years I've been involved, you know, I've never had more of a feeling that there was a real imminence of some terrible things happening in America, especially as I see and I read about how, of course, they're placing all sorts of very sophisticated and lethal weapons onto our aircraft carriers there in the Persian Gulf, bringing the weapons in as fast as they can in preparation for an imminent attack on Iran. And I hope and pray that it doesn't take place, and yet everything we read and everything we hear from usually reliable sources suggests it's only a rather short period of time before we do have a direct attack on Iran. And if you think out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be able to attack other nations without having, you know, retaliation on America, I think you're sadly mistaken. And I really believe there is an organized effort to actually get America into the war with the entire Islamic world and to carry out this clash of civilizations. But remember, when it happens, we're going to be all alone. Great Britain's pulling out of Iraq, and they're trying to get their troops out of Afghanistan. Most of the other nations have pulled their troops out. And if we go into Iran, America will be all alone. And we will manage to antagonize all of the rest of the world. This is the frightening thing. So let's go ahead, and we've got Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question?
I do, Dr. Stan, but first a comment. I think perhaps, according to a secular physicist fellow, James McCanny, that the 05 hurricane events were manufactured events. He got evidence. And it sounds almost like, Dr. Stan, it was some sort of a payback for supporters of the Bush family. And
well, we really don't know, though. It's all speculation.
It's speculation.
Okay, fine. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, okay. Wondering whether the iodate or the iodorol would be a good choice prophylactically.
All right, we'll get our guest to ask that. Should we have the potassium iodate or certainly the iodorol, which is a iodorol, pardon me, it's a potassium iodide and iodate compound. So, hey, I'm going to let you go because we're getting a feedback from your computer or something there. Thanks very much, Jack. Okay, did you get the question there, Kevin?
I had a hard time hearing what he was
basically
asking.
Was he saying, should you have the potassium iodate, or there's a product called iodorol, which is a combination of potassium iodide and Lucol solution.
He's talking about the iodide crystals.
Right.
The iodide crystals are great. You know, if you know the source for that, that's terrific. They're soluble. They get into your system a lot quicker. But the truth is that. All of the above are going to work very, very well.
And basically what you want to do is load your thyroid up with iodine so that, of course, the radioactive iodine won't be able to get in. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right, let's go to Jeannie, who's calling in from Aptos. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just fine. And Kevin was so right talking about if you're not prepared psychologically, and this is what I believe they really want us to not be prepared psychologically when emergency does happen. And it's so important what Kevin is talking about this evening. But we were talking about the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, and it always has, I always wondered, why we created the Department of Homeland Security when we had FEMA. You know, I've done research on this, Dr. Stan, and the SS, the elite corps of Hitler, stood for Schutzstaffel, And it's German for Schutz is protection, and Staffel is the Homeland Squadron. And so my concern is this a forerunner of the SS like in Hitler's days? Why did they create Department of Homeland Security is my question.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on that, Kevin?
Well, actually, I do. It is peculiar. I did notice that myself. One of my experiences in all of this has been pretty much that, if you assume that there is nobody that is acting duplicitous there, then you're foolish. I mean, because there are men there and women who have agendas that have nothing to do with us. It's about power and gain. But to be fair too, because I think the Lord expects us from us. You know, we need to also realize that there are some good people there. But the truth is that FEMA was never set up as a to deal with a crisis like a hurricane. FEMA is basically established to deal with like a nuclear strike on America. All of their equipment, all of their resources were set up to that end, and as well as the structure that was set up. In fact, one of the things that really concerned me about FEMA at that point was before Homeland Security came into place, was that FEMA was set up basically as a substitute government, and it pretty much cut Congress out, which I thought was really interesting. I mean, Congress was not even in the flow charts that I looked through, and any of the documents that I went through, it pretty much just cut them right out. And under a state of martial law, when they went into effect, when they responded to the hurricane, I think it was Hurricane Andrew, when they brought in the requested radio equipment that people needed, it was these specialized trucks that are designed to call in strikes. Nobody knew how to even use the equipment that they brought in. It was actually individuals like you and I who went in and fixed the problem, along with a few corporations. I won't deny that there's something dark and stinky that goes on there, but I'm always hesitant to try to second guess it because usually I'm wrong when I do.
Now,
I think the smart, yes.
I've gone through two hurricanes, 10 years ago in Kauai, Iniki, and we have a huge military base on Kauai on the west side, a submarine base. And for 3 days, we didn't hear a peep from the huge military base. 2 days after Iniki came, the only people that came, which we really loved, was the National Guard from the Big Island of Hawaii. And I also went through down in Central America, Mitch, and I was living in a valley, and I was cut off by floods going across the road. But there again, I was prepared to have supplies and water and food and so forth. But we had it in place, especially in Kauai, where the National Guard came in with supplies, with big military airplanes. And we had food lines and everything. It was wonderful. So I wonder, and we have to watch what the Department of Homeland Security is all about.
Well, I think that's a very good point.
The
trouble is our National Guard, most of it's over fighting in Iraq, fighting for freedom over there, fighting for democracy.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeannie. I would just point out that if you study the background behind the Nazi movement, there were powerful spiritual forces. In fact, Hitler was deeply involved in the occult. His chief theoretician, a man named Haushofer, was deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, this spread right over into the SS and Hitler, and, of course, this whole the SS there. Secret police was basically there. Sort of a brotherhood, a dark brotherhood that... they dated back to Valhalla and these ancient German gods. Well, we have the similar occult forces in America today. People do not recognize their presence, but they all are here. There are secret societies that you can trace back literally hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And they're working many times at the highest levels of our society. And that's why you really need to see the DVD, the award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. So, and I don't know whether that answers Jeannie's question at all, but I am concerned any time when you have this centralization of power with government organizations. This was the last thing our federal government wanted. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, and the security of the individual were to be left to the states, so we would never have the ability of the federal government established a totalitarian form of government. Read the 35th of the Federalist Papers, where it tells us that the power of the central government is limited and defined, and the power of the state governments is unlimited and ill-defined, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property would always be left to the states. Well, our guest this evening has been Kevin MacDonald. And Kevin, hang on there just a minute, but I hope you out there in the listening audience have listen to what he said, and I hope you've learned from what he said. Well, Kevin, you have 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Wow, what do you say in 3 minutes? You know, use a positive approach to this. Be hopeful. When you talk with your friends and your neighbors, don't be negative. It's really important because they're average people just like you and I, and they're struggling and trying to figure out things. If we can help them see that there's a positive solution to all of this, because most of them, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends now who are telling me that they feel something, that they sense that something is wrong. If you can just use a positive approach to this and try not to scare them to death, because that's easy to do, I've done it myself, and then get them to watch the sheltering in place video. You can get your neighbors, your friends, the people that are closest to you, you can get them prepared. If they watch it, I promise you, most of the people, it will change their minds about things. And that's what you need to do. And then you get your neighborhood involved, and you get your friends involved, the people that you love and that are close to you, and you're doing God's work. You're helping people. You're protecting people. You're saving their lives.
And
other than that, it's the best I can say.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, Kevin, and I want to congratulate you and Wayne LaBear and the others who are involved in putting together your video. I think it's an important adjunct to really the message that we want to get out, and that is make your preparations. It's up to you to look after yourself and your family and just hope and pray that you are going to be able to come through this, but you're going to be so much better off than the people who have no idea what's coming down the line, who will be terrified at the thought of a nuclear attack on America. And they would say, well, it couldn't happen here. Yet, where is the government going? Why isn't the government coming? Where is the help that's supposed to be coming? And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there may not be any help at all. You have to be responsible. At one time, Americans were resourceful people. They looked after themselves, and they didn't look to others to take care of themselves. They looked after themselves, and then they were able to help others. But the first of all is you have to make preparations. You have to understand what we're up against, and of course, the information we have and that Kevin makes available, and the Doctors for Disaster Preparedness and TACTA and a few of the other organizations make available, is so vitally important that we have access to. Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so very much for being with us and for your dedication to helping us get the truth out.
Thank you, Stan. Anytime you need me to help you at all, you just ask away.
All right. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Kevin MacDonald. Now, his video is called Sheltering in Place, and we think he's done an excellent job with that, and it's available If you'd like more information, why, you can call 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, there is a book. It's actually was originally put out by the government, it was called "Surviving Nuclear Warfare Survival Skills." Nuclear warfare, or nuclear war survival skills, and it tells you there how to make a radiation meter. And actually, there's a kit for that. And you really need the book on nuclear war survival skills. And then if you want to get the kit, we actually make a radiation meter. Why, everything's there that you need, other than an aluminum can of some sort. But you can, of course, get these expensive radiation meters, or you can get the kit for just a few dollars. And, of course, if you're interested in it, you need the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. Tells you how to put it together, and then, of course, you need the kit, and you'll have everything you need right there. It's a good idea to have it, to know how to put it together, to understand how it works and how to make it work, and then have it available. And then, of course, we carry the book, Making the Best of Basics. That's Making the Best of Basics. What do you do if you don't have the ability to go down to the store and buy food? What do you do if you have wheat? What do you do if you have rice? How do you live without all of the wonderful things we're so used to? And then we have another book called Inside the Red Zone. It was written by a Soviet officer who was trained in chemical and biological and warfare, and of course it's got a great list in the back of all the things that you need to have on hand, just so you and your family will be secure. So again, that's the video, Shelter in Place, the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and then of course when you get that, and if you'd like to, you can get the kit that tells you how to actually build a radiation meter. Everything you'll have is there, except you need an aluminum can, a beer can, a Coke can, and then the book, Making the Best of Basics, and then Inside the Red Zone. These are all things that you need to think about. We may be a matter of a few months, or maybe even a matter of a few weeks, from an attack on Iran. I don't know. I don't have any inside information, but I have people that I trust who tell me that the preparations are being made. And if you don't make preparations, and this does come down, you will have nobody to blame. Let me remind you, of course, we are having our annual Radio Liberty Seminar. It's going to be held on the 28th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's an all-day seminar. If you're coming from other parts of the country, why, you're going to have to call sometime in the next few weeks to get your hotel reservations. We have the hotel reservations until the 28th of September, at which time, of course, the rooms become much more expensive. But, of course, if you call now, why, you can get your reservations. We'll get to the directions and tell you where to call. The conference is all day long on the 28th. We've got some great speakers lined up. And, as always, we're going to have a great time. That's the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and people ordinarily come from all over the country. We had about 125 people last year. We're hoping for 150 this year. So if you're interested in coming, you're going to have reservations. We're serving lunch. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Great lineup of speakers. Dr. Garth Nicholson will be there. Carol Matriciana, Ron Brown, Michael Shaw, and, we think that you really will learn so much, and you'll be able to get the information there, information you're going to need for times like this. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, for this hour, we have with us Marshall Thomas, who has written a book, I believe it's called Monarch. He's put together a DVD, which I saw in the preliminary form, beautifully done, tremendous amount of information in it, about the mind control programs that are being used by the Russians and primarily by our own government, vehicles by which the ability of people to think and control their own thoughts have been systematically eroded and destroyed. And now, where did you get all that information, Marshall? You've certainly accumulated, you must have gone through thousands of pages of testimony.
Well, first I want to say thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to be with you this evening and to talk about my book and my movie, Monarch, The New Phoenix Program.
Right.
My research is over the past 2 years. Essentially, I've read approximately 50 books. I noticed some of them you actually sell on your website, Colin Ross's Bluebird, among others. And I've also traveled the country for the past 2 years and spoke with approximately 200 individuals that were targets of the ongoing non-lethal weapons mind control program that's currently being directed against American citizens who are primarily political dissidents or potential security threats. Now, essentially, the thesis behind this book and the story of these 200 people that I've spoken with is that they are being used as human experimental subjects in the development programs for non-lethal weapons. And specifically, they refer to electronic harassment. There's been hundreds, if not thousands, of websites of these individuals popping up on the Internet. And I felt as a epidemiologist and a research microbiologist that it was my duty as an American citizen to investigate this. And so over the past 2 years of my intensive research, the movie The Monarch, The New Phoenix Program, and the book by the same name is the product of that research.
Well, now tell me about this electronic harassment. I've heard of this, but what have you learned about it?
Well, essentially this is an outgrowth of the program MKUltra. And it's as well as it's a continuation of a long history of human experimentation by our government in weapons development programs, beginning perhaps with eugenics, as well as the Manhattan Project, nuclear weapons testing, the plutonium experiments that were radiation exposure to American citizens who were uninformed in hospital settings. And this outgrowth of using human experimental subjects as well as targeting American dissidents through programs such as COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, this is essentially a non-lethal weapons development program that has been melded into MKUltra mind control, and it works much like the Phoenix program did in Vietnam.
All right, fine. Well, when we get back, I think maybe we'll have to start in at square one. Tell our listeners about Phoenix. Most of them have never heard of it. And yet, of course, it was the most horrible, disgraceful thing. You think what's happening over in Arabia is bad? Wait till you hear about Phoenix.
Yes, the Vietnam War essentially was a formative experience for some of the personalities that are engaged in the ongoing war crimes that I'm speaking of now, these experimental programs with non-lethal weapons.
Yeah, and of course, I think people must understand that the Vietnam War was really run by the CIA. It was not run by our military. Our military had all sorts of restrictions put on what they could do. But the CIA was over there operating under its own command and doing some of the most grotesque things. Among them was something called Operation Phoenix. So you pick up the story of Operation Phoenix.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The Phoenix program was essentially our answer to the failure of the Strategic Hamlet program. We said we wanted to win the hearts and minds of the population and separate them from the communists. When this failed, they threw all their weight behind the Phoenix program, which was essentially an assassination campaign against civilians. Anyone who was a suspected sympathizer was informed on by a network of 30,000-plus informants. And this operation was run by approximately 50 CIA officers and about 500 military intelligence officers. It was led by Colby, Shackley, Helms, Casey, Abrams, Singlab, and also participating were the current war criminals, Colonel John B. Alexander and NSA General Michael Aquino.
I did not realize that Michael Aquino ever got to be a general. Is he still in the military?
General Michael Aquino is one of the highest-ranking intelligence officers in the United States.
Is he still in active duty?
Yes, sir, he is.
I don't think I got rid of him after the pedophile charges.
They kept him under wraps, but he is one of the three most powerful men in the National Security Agency.
That is fascinating. We'll get back to Michael Aquino later. But, of course, he had his own satanic church, the Temple of Seth, a break off of Anton LaVey's Church of Satan. So that is really quite a revelation as far as I'm concerned. And the fact that the military would keep him in a position of power says not only a great deal about the power of this man, Colonel Aquino, but, of course, about the real people who are running the United States military today. Because, of course, Colonel Aquino, pardon me, General Aquino now, was he a brigadier general, major general? What is he, do we know?
I'm not sure about his exact rank. I expect that he's at least a two-star general.
All right, well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Marshall. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Marshall Thomas was talking about Operation Phoenix. And, of course, one of the people who was running this was a man named, that time would have been Colonel Aquino, who today is General Aquino, one of the most high-ranking people in the NSA. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir. At the time, General Aquino was a 22-year-old military intelligence officer. Now, Ted Shackley of the CIA essentially ran Phoenix in Vietnam. And this resulted, it was overseen by Richard Helms out of the White House, and it was run out of the White House. The CIA and LBJ collaborated on Phoenix program. Colby admitted to the death of approximately 20 to 40,000 civilians due to the Operation Phoenix. Now, Phoenix, according to the CIA, was a fantastic success.
Basically, it was an assassination program on helpless and, in many instances, innocent civilians in South Vietnam were accused of being enemies or opposing America's involvement or American troops present in their country. And so what did they do? They just tortured and killed them. I know other people who were involved in that. Other military officers who were there who really thought it was a good program because, of course, they thought we were going after the enemy until they found out that many of the people who were killed weren't the enemy at all.
That's correct. A lot of these people were, in fact, tortured and forced into the resistance forces to kill our soldiers when otherwise they would have stood by and been at least neutral. Now, this was the formative experience of many of these personalities in the CIA currently and currently in military intelligence that are involved in their own domestic Phoenix operation here in the United States. Using extremely low-frequency ELF technology, which kills targets using ionizing and non-ionizing radiation.
And do you think that these are actually being utilized here in America, or is this being used in a form of a harassment? Can it actually kill people?
Well, yes, it can. Essentially, most of these targets are neutralized, which means they're being tortured electronically with invisible bullets. It's perfectly deniable. The death rate of these targets is approximately 5% a year. So I would say one out of every 20 targets is killed. Essentially, these people have been turned into human lab rats, human guinea pigs, for the development of non-lethal weapons.
No, but of course, how do they decide who they're going to utilize? And are these people who are dissidents, or are these just people that they've selected to experiment on, as they did with the victims of Dr. Ewan Cameron?
Well, looking at this from an epidemiological point of view, being a microbiologist, I've broken it down into risk factors. And an extreme risk factor, for instance, would be a person who is a whistleblower, someone who takes on a very powerful government or government-associated entity, also people who are political activists, people who are in some kind of progressive movement within society that want to change society for the better. This essentially is an evolution of hard right political views that sees any progressive movement within society or any challenge to powerful corporations or government entities or their associates as potential targets.
All right, fine. Well, then how do they transmit these EMS frequencies at individual people? You have to have some means of actually getting to them. So how do they do that? Do they do it from an adjacent house? Do they do it from a satellite? How do they actually target them?
Well, that's correct. The ELF waves, or ELF technology, extremely low frequency, is used as a pulse microwave weapon. These systems are anywhere from a handheld unit that might look like a circuit board that could be concealed in something that might look like a cell phone, all the way up into satellite-borne systems. Generally, what happens to these targets is they are targeted in their homes, in their workplaces, and in public. This is used in tandem with active gang stalking. Generally, the people that do the active gang stalking and targeting of these individuals, the whistleblowers and political dissidents, the people that are used to target them do not have direct connections to the intelligence agencies or to the military. These people are generally members of cults, members of extreme political organizations, or low-level informants, people that might have been released from prison to be used by the government to target political dissidents.
Well, now, how can you be actually sure this is going on? Has anybody actually come to you and said, I was involved? I've had people tell me that they were being attacked electronically, but I didn't know whether to believe them or not, certainly because sometimes they sound a little odd, but then I suppose if this sort of thing were going on, anybody would sound odd. But how do we know it's really happening? Has anybody actually ever come forward and revealed this?
Anyone who comes forward and tries to help a person that's targeted, or anyone who is actively targeting them and then tries to go public, is usually targeted themselves. That means that they're made an example of. And the ability of the government to destroy the life of anyone who tries to out this program has been demonstrated over and over again, to the point to where the people involved are afraid for their lives, in fact. And so what you have is a group of people who are controlled by fear as well as money. They know what people want. People want, these people are given access to sex, drugs, money, and they're also threatened with, they may be forced back into prison, or they may be essentially become targets themselves or be killed. So very few of these people will come forward. Now,
has anybody ever come forward, to your knowledge?
I have not talked to anybody that's come forward.
All right. Now, what about the people who have been targeted? Have they contacted you?
Yes. I have traveled the country for the past 2 years, and I've talked to approximately 200 of these targets. Now, as you can imagine, if you're being tortured electronically 24 hours a day, and this goes on for years, a lot of these people have post-traumatic stress disorder. They also have induced psychoses. Now, in the United States, there may be as much as 1 to 2% of the population that suffers from schizophrenia. Now, within this population, there may be several thousand people that are actually targets of electronic harassment. So this is perfectly deniable, because these people who are complaining of being physically burned, shocked, or other means of torture, when they come forward to the legal community, to their legislators, or to the medical community, can be easily discredited as being schizophrenic, psychotic, or otherwise unbalanced. And after years of torture, many of these people have actually developed a psychological state that is, in fact, very similar to bipolar or post-traumatic stress. These people have induced illness, both physical and emotional, due to these sustained attacks, that's exactly what this is designed to do. It is designed to both neutralize you and over time slowly kill you.
Well, now, one of the things that you mentioned, that Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bearden, who many of us remember many years ago, we're talking about the chemtrails and certainly the spraying that was going on, and it certainly has been, it was apparently had worked with intelligence. Is he still involved in this, or is he retired?
I'm afraid he's still involved, sir. Now, one aspect of these non-lethal technologies, the extremely low-frequency technology, is that the intelligence community uses cover stories. The effective cover story of this psychological warfare operation they developed to cover their crimes has been the use of remote viewing. Now, remote viewing programs began approximately 30 years ago, Operation Grill Flame being one of these. These were run by Army Intelligence and by the CIA. They were publicly touted as ways to use psychic powers to spy on enemy forces and our implacable enemies. And in fact, this was used as a screen, as a psyop, to cover up the development of these psychotronic weapons, weapons that affect the central nervous system.
Well, of course, now, remote viewing is something you do when you're actually trying to tap into the occult.
Yes, sir.
And so are they using occult techniques after some of this psychological warfare?
The occult, the UFO, and the remote viewing are, in fact, cover stories. The cults have been developed as a means. For instance, you mentioned General Aquino's formation of the Church of Set. Now, for the past 40 years, the CIA and military intelligence have both started and infiltrated cults, cause-oriented groups, and even mainstream religions. Now, this infiltration program is designed to control large numbers of people. These cults or organizations function as essentially closed systems. These closed systems allow the inculcation of beliefs and otherwise a change in these people's realities that allow them to be differentiated and controlled in large numbers. I would cite specifically the Jonestown event as one example.
And you really believe that was a CIA operation just to test how gullible people could be?
That's correct, sir. Essentially, Jim Jones was a man with CIA connections.
We've heard that through the years.
Now, the land that this, in Guyana, that this...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Marshall Thomas. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Marshall Thomas, and of course we're talking about his book, Monic, his DVD, Monic. And basically, we're talking about Jim Jones, of course, the tragedy of what happened to the people there who were forced to commit suicide. And those who didn't were actually taken out and actually shot. So, but we had heard through the years that there was some sort of a connection between Jim Jones and the intelligence agency, and maybe, of course, what was the name of it? Was that for the People's Temple or something?
That's correct, sir. The People's Temple was in effect begun by and financed by Dr. Lawrence Laird Layton. Dr. Layton was a chemist for the Manhattan Project. Dr. Layton later became the head of the Army Chemical Corps. Dr. Layton was in effect the inner counsel and his family. This essentially African-American cult had at its core Dr. Layton and his family, a group of Caucasians.
All right, fine. Of course, then the property that was used in Guyana, was that actually CIA-owned or controlled?
That's correct, Dr. Stan. The property that this cult moved on to had just previously been used as a training ground for the CIA for black mercenaries that were going to be used in Angola.
All right. Now, so basically, were they actually supporting the government over there? Were they supporting the anti-communists? Or were they working for Jonas Savimbi? Or were they working certainly for Chevron?
I'm not really sure of the background of the mercenary operation preceded the Jonestown cult. I do know that the cult was essentially set up. Now, when MK Ultra, the mind control experiments, were outed in the 1970s, the CIA and military intelligence were forced to take these experiments out of the laboratory and put them in the community. Now, these cults, essentially, that are operating now are in essence MKUltra experiments, of which Jonestown was one. Once the congressman who was assassinated began to investigate this cult, the CIA realized that their mind control experiment was about to be made public.
Was that Ryan? Was that Congressman Ryan?
That's correct, sir.
Okay,
Congressman Ryan. Congressman Ryan was involved in a lengthy investigation of this cult, and he was suspicious of MKUltra connections. Now, as soon as it became apparent that this cult was about to be broken, and the MKUltra connection was about to be made, all the people within the cult, just like a lot of these other doomsday cults that are in fact MKUltra mind control operations, to cover their tracks, they killed 900 people, including the congressman.
Did they actually kill Jim Jones, or was that just a cover?
I believe Jim Jones was killed. Now, Dr. Layton, of course, who ran and bankrolled the operation, was not. This is just one example of doomsday cults and these cults as closed systems that are used out in the community to run MKUltra-type operations the science of mind control.
Well, are you suggesting perhaps that even something like David Koresh's group there in Waco might have been, because there have been all sorts of rumors that there is more to Waco than we've been told. And hang on to that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Marshall is saying that many of the cults that we see out here, you know, across America, are really examples of MK Ultra mind control experiments to see how you can manipulate people, and certainly it is his contention. And I've heard rumors of this before, that the People's Temple, led by Jim Jones, and of course the mass suicide down in Guyana was basically a CIA mind control operation. But we can't let the American people understand really the degree of evil of this organization, because there's parts of the CIA that do very good work and very loyal to America. But everything is compartmentalized, and unfortunately they ran Operation Phoenix that killed somewhere between probably 40 and 60 million innocent civilians in Vietnam, and I suspect similar things are going on over in Iraq today, aimed, of course, at keeping this civil war going. But go ahead and pick up the story there. What about David Koresh? Is there any suggestion that a Koresh or any of the other doomsday cults recently, I think there was one cult led by a man named Applewhite, where all the people committed suicide so they could get onto the tail of the comet?
That's correct, sir. All of these doomsday cults are in fact fronts. They have no direct connection to the CIA or military intelligence, so they are perfectly deniable. If the MKUltra mind control operation is about to be outed or go public, then as a doomsday cult, it is very simple to explain the death of the entire group of people, which thus perfectly covers their tracks. Now, to understand the inception of the current New Phoenix program using non-lethal weapons, it's important to understand MKUltra, which began approximately 60 years ago.
All right, but I wanted to give the background of that, and tie, is that going to be tied into Operation Paperclip?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead, then.
All right, Operation Paperclip recruited approximately 9,000 Nazi scientists and technicians in an effort to help the U.S. destroy the USSR. In 1953, Dr. Richard Helms chose Sidney Gottlieb to run the technical services staff to develop poisons to assassinate political opponents, truth serum drugs to use on spies, and mind control techniques to create robot assassins or unwitting double agents. Now, Dr. Gottlieb used some of these Nazi scientists who had perfected mind control techniques using victims of the Holocaust, one of which was Dr. L. Wilson Green. Dr. Green was brought to the United States, and he and others taught, in effect, the U.S. Navy, Air Force, Army, and CIA and others how to copy their methodologies to break and thus control the human mind. Now, this works best, according to MKUltra documents, when the subject is very young. According to MKUltra documents and sources, mind control works best when a subject victim is 3 years of age or younger. Severe trauma applied to the human mind forces the mind to split or disassociate in an effort to shield itself from trauma too horrible to imagine. This methodology was codified and consists of essentially what is satanic ritual abuse. They are identical. What was going on in the laboratory, and now which is what is going on in our communities, satanic ritual abuse, is in fact MKUltra mind control programming. A child is raped or forced to engage in satanic ritual abuse of animals and other human beings, including torture and murder.
Well, you know, Marshall, as you tell this, I would say that's the most ridiculous thing in the world, except... one of our friends was a victim of that, and she corroborates everything you said, starting about age 3, which is exactly what you're saying. And it took many years before, she could, of course, overcome this dissociative personality that had been implanted in her through this terrible torture. People find it so difficult to believe that anything could be that evil. Unfortunately, it is.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. Now, the use of multiple personality disorder to use human beings for the intelligence agencies, essentially a trauma of this magnitude at such a young age, causes the human mind to split and dissociate, much like you would create a partition in the hard drive in your computer. Now, a hypnosis is used on this person to create an alter or second personality. When this person, for the rest of their life, is hypnotized, then that person will be used for operations and will have only a sense of the loss of missing time. They will have no memory of being used for sexual blackmail, assassination, drug courier, or other military intelligence operations.
You hold that thought, of course. That's really also the story of Kathy O'Brien, and we have, of course, several interviews with her as well as her book. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this evening is Marshall Thomas. We're covering an awful lot of things, so we're just going to, I think, stay with this for a while. We're talking about this idea of creating dissociative personalities. Of course, they call it multiple personalities. It is not simply by accident that many of these people would actually form organizations. Some of them brought lawsuits against the people who had actually carried out these atrocities. And then suddenly there is an organization formed all across America with seemingly limitless funds. It's called the False Memory Syndrome Organization. The False Memory Syndrome Organization is to convince you that all of these stories are false memories, that none of it's real, it's all made up. And of course, who is it who organizes the False Memory Syndrome Organization? Why, members of the CIA. People like Dr. Jolly West. And was Sidney Gottlieb in that?
No, Dr. Stan. Sidney Gottlieb had retired. Apparently, during the 1970s, when this broke in Congress about the laboratory experiments of MKUltra, it appeared that the CIA was going to have Dr. Gottlieb take the fall, so to speak, for these crimes. Dr. Gottlieb had no intention to do so, but before he could spill the beans, he died of a heart attack.
That was very, very convenient.
That's correct. Now, as you mentioned, the False Memory Syndrome Foundation has original board members such as Dr. Martin T. Orne. Dr. Martin T. Orne was an MKUltra CIA contractor. He was from the University of Pennsylvania's psychology department. He was an expert in mind control and breaking the minds of children in order to control them for the rest of their lives. Someone who was in Dr. Orne's power as a child and had their mind disassociated might be hypnotized later in life and used in operations and only have the sensation of lost time, but otherwise no memory of having been used in prostitution, drug courier, or assassination, or other military intelligence type operations.
And because these things are so difficult for people to believe, could this go on in America? Remember, there was a television program, it was called The Pretender. It was a takeoff on this. Kathy O'Brien tells the same story, a first-hand experience, after having come out of it, and I unfortunately have heard it from many other people, including Dr. Colin Ross. We carry his book. Now it's called The CIA Doctors, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Marshall. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Marshall Thomas, and we're talking already about some of the things that are going on in our society today. And basically, a number of Nazi scientists, some of the most vicious and horrible people who committed terrible atrocities in the communist prison camps, were brought to America and given carte blanche to the minds of children here. Some of them kidnapped, some of them bought from their parents. And that's what happened to Kathy O'Brien. She was actually bought by the CIA, who threatened to put her father in prison for because of his violating his children and other children. And he got off scot-free and eventually got some very comfortable jobs for selling his daughter, Kathy O'Brien, into sex slavery and, of course, into these CIA programs. And there have been others, certainly Dr. Colin Ross, in his book, the CIA doctor says confirm that. And as I was simply mentioning, we even had a television program about it. You probably watched it. It was called The Pretender. But of course, they never told you the real truth, that this was not simply make-believe. This is what was really had happened in the United States. So you picked the story up there, Marshall.
Well, that's correct, Dr. Stan. It is very difficult for people to believe that our government would perpetrate such crimes. And in order to cover these up, they have created organizations such as the False Memory Syndrome Foundation that are staffed by MKUltra researcher psychiatrists as well as well-known pedophiles. For instance, a founding board member is Dr. Martin T. Orne. He is an MKUltra programmer, an expert in hypnosis, and world expert in how to break the human mind in order to control it. The founder of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation is Dr. Ralph Underwager. He and his wife openly advocate pedophilia, saying that it was, quote, God's will adults engage in sex with children. He told British reporters in 1994 that, quote, scientific evidence proves 60% of all women molested as children believe the experience was good for them. Dr. Underwager is the world's foremost authority on the false memory hoax. But in court, Dr. Underwager is repeatedly revealed as a charlatan. Numerous other people that are associated or members of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation have connections to pedophilia, covert operations, and black psychiatry, particularly Peter and Pamela Frade, the executive directors of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, who have been accused of sexual abuse by their daughter, a professional psychiatrist at the University of Oregon.
Now, what, did you ever run into Jolly West, or Jocelyn West, who was a top CIA programmer and a psychiatrist? That apparently he was associated, at least I've been told, he was associated with the False Memory Syndrome Organization.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. Dr. West was most famous for his LSD experiments. Dr. West was an MK, he was a colonel eventually, but he was also an MKUltra programmer. Dr. West was famous for giving a lethal overdose of LSD to an elephant named Tosco. Dr. West also ran LSD experiments during the 60s in the Haight-Ashbury. Dr. West was very active over the years in remote viewing, as well as these MKUltra mind control programs. So, in effect, Dr. West is a link between the cover-up as a member of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. He is linked to MKUltra through his use of joining cults and his use of LSD in experiments on human beings and children. And he is also linked to remote viewing as the medical officer for Project Grillflame.
Now, could you want to talk, could you just briefly mention what the remote viewing is for our listeners?
Remote viewing is essentially a psychological warfare operation, a cover story, to cover up the development of psychotronic or non-lethal weapons, weapons that can attack the central nervous system. Remote viewing, as it is touted, is supposed to be a way to use psychic powers to spy originally on Russian bases. In fact, this is a cover-up. Essentially what is referred to as a psychological warfare operation. These personalities that are involved in remote viewing also are involved with the corporation Cytec Corporation, which holds a patent for a microwave psychotronic weapon that is used to remotely influence the central nervous system of human beings.
Now, of course, you'd mentioned, isn't that the one that there's a major general who's on Stubble? Stubble?
Yes, Dr. Monteith. That's General Stubblebine.
General Stubblebine.
General Stubblebine was involved in remote viewing programs. He is also involved in cult operations. And he is, first and foremost, a military intelligence officer. The remote viewing program essentially is a way to make money off gullible people, but also to screen the development and to find people to experiment on using microwave weapons that affect the central nervous system.
Well, now, of course, there's some of this into frank occultism, because I was shown one time a spoon that the general had bent. And, of course, I couldn't even budge it, but they were made into not simply a circle, into a double circle. And, of course, the only way you could do that would be to harness some of those supernatural forces that are out there. So was he into that sort of thing as well?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Essentially, these are this is fraudulent operations and lies to cover up what is something very real. Now, when you look closely at these remote viewing programs and look at some of these personalities, these people are tied to different threads of what is essentially an infiltration operation as well as a counterinsurgency. I would cite specifically Dr. Harold Puthoff, who exemplifies this contradiction. Dr. Puthoff is a former National Security Agency officer who developed the pulse microwave laser. He is also a participant in remote viewing programs, as well as a high-level Scientologist who likes to counsel traumatized victims of death cults and school shootings. In other words, these programs are all tied together: the development of non-lethal microwave weapons, remote viewing, the use of cults, including Scientology, and the use of traumatization of victims to produce MKUltra subjects out in the community.
Now, my understanding, Chris, you best not say anything about Scientology, because they'll bring a lawsuit against anybody who actually is critical of them or what they're doing, and they have unlimited funds, of course, to go after anybody they want to. So is there any actual proof that they in any way were involved with government?
Well, the man who started Scientology was, in fact, a naval officer.
And that's L. Ron Hubbard?
That's correct, sir. He was also a science fiction writer. Now, essentially, their use of the E-meter and other aspects of their operation are patently ridiculous. Besides being beyond the belief, essentially, this cult acts as a stalking, operated in active gang stalking against some of these targets. These cults are closed systems. Now, when you convince a large group of people that are, in fact, that their human bodies are made up of clusters of spirits called Thetans, and that essentially they were banished here to Earth by an evil galactic ruler named Xenu, you have essentially separated them from normal reality that you and I take for granted.
And is this a belief of the Scientologists?
That's correct. This is actually one of the central tenets of Scientology.
Certainly John Travolta is a Scientologist, Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, and you know, there have been a number of very prominent people who have been into Scientology. So obviously they seem to have a hold on some very, very good people.
That's correct. They treat, very high-profile people very differently than their normal recruits. They pamper these people, and they put a lot of energy into recruiting these high-profile personalities. Now, neither one of the gentlemen you mentioned has ever been to college. Essentially, they are gullible personalities who have been taken in. Now, to exemplify this, Dr. L. Ron Hubbard, before his death, was charged by the Internal Revenue Service for defrauding, essentially, his church. He stashed millions of dollars from dummy corporations into Swiss bank accounts. Now, he died before the government could bring a case, but his wife and high-level members of Scientology were prosecuted and convicted not only of defrauding the church of millions of dollars, but also of actively wiretapping, burglarizing, and otherwise intimidating multiple government agencies and investigators in an effort to thwart their investigation and prosecution for fraud.
Because what you're suggesting is that the Scientologists, although they may have gone after government, were actually working with some of these CIA or intelligence cults.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. The use of many of these different closed systems gives you a large pool of people that you are capable of manipulating for operations, be it against targeted people in the community, dissidents, whistleblowers, or potential security risks. Many of these people who are being slowly murdered with non-ionizing as well as ionizing radiation weapons are also being gang-stalked in the community by groups of people, for instance, using Scientology members to actively target people in the community.
What was the relationship between the Scientology and the Process Church of the Final Judgment?
The Process Church essentially was associated originally with Charles Manson in California when they got their start. The Process Church, or the Foundation, later moved to Utah. Now, they have been active in MKUltra experiments using satanic ritual abuse to produce multiple personality in children in order to break their minds and control them. High-level church members, specifically Dr. Glenn Pace of the Mormon Church, circulated a confidential inner church memo that said he had personally counseled approximately 60 young adults who came to him with help. These people were suffering from multiple personality disorder and other disabilities, and they gradually remembered, with his help, these recovered memories. Some of these memories were memories as children of seeing people hurt. Second level recovered memories were essentially seeing people killed and even babies tortured. Now,
that was very much like the McMartin school, preschool.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. Now, Dr. Joseph Mengele perfected the use of mind control on victims of the Holocaust. He found that if he could get a concentration inmate to kill someone they loved, the shock of this broke their minds to the point where they could be easily controlled.
Now, have you ever talked to anybody who claimed that they saw Mengele in the United States?
No, sir, I haven't.
And I've actually talked to about three of them, and they said they got Colin Ross, said that he'd heard people tell the same story. Whether it's true or not, we do know that the CIA helped Mengele get out of Germany and went to South America, but some people have claimed, whether true or not, that he was actually brought here and to carry on his experiment. So, go right ahead. Before we go on, I would like you to tell our listeners how they can get your book and your DVD, because it is, we spent about 3 hours. How long is that DVD?
That DVD is approximately 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, we must have seen most of it then, because it went on and on and on, but fascinating, really. If it weren't for the fact that news was coming up, we would have seen the last part of it, but we must have watched at least 2 hours of it. So how can they get your DVD and your book?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Presently, I'm selling it on lulu.com, that's lulu.com. Under books and video, if they type in Monarch, my website should pop up. Also, if you just go to Google and you type in Monarch, : the New Phoenix Program, the website should come up as well.
What will they get off the website?
Well, on the website, they can download an e-book, which is a couple of dollars, or they can purchase the book, the bound book, as well as the DVD movie, for approximately $15.
All right, fine. Well, there's a lot of great, fascinating footage there. Where did you get all of that footage?
Well, Dr. Stan, actually, I made that film on my laptop computer. that's initially a preliminary cut that I would like to, in fact, make a production movie, but essentially it tells the story as I want to tell it.
Well, how did you manage to get the time and, you know, the financing to accomplish what you have? 2 years out of your life of research and travel must have been a very expensive undertaking.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was I'm a very dedicated microbiologist. I've spent years of my life researching terrible diseases, in effect trying to stop one from breaking out. I'm an expert in hantavirus. I'm also an expert in molecular genetics of hantavirus and the bubonic plague, Yersinia pestis. I was in the process of developing a bacteriophage drug, essentially a novel means of stopping a potential outbreak of bubonic plague or a plague bioweapon that might be engineered in the future to be resistant to normal antibiotics. While I was engaged in this development, it came to my attention that human beings were being used against their will, used as human guinea pigs here in the United States, in order to develop microwave and non-lethal psychotronic weapons. I sold everything I own and borrowed money and threw myself into it completely, and in that 2 years, essentially, I've been able to create a book and a movie, and I hope to do more in the future.
Well, I congratulate you for what you've done. You've certainly done a great job and certainly accumulated a fantastic amount of research, much of it I'm acquainted with, but most people would not be. They haven't been out as long as I have. So you've got in 2 years what it's taken me well over 40 years to accumulate. Well, our guest this evening is Marshall Thomas. His book, Monica, you can get it at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And then, of course, once again, your website, Marshall, before?
Yes. My website essentially is youtube.com/MarsBoy683. They can see the movie for free. That's youtube.com/MarsBoy, M-A-R-S-B-O-Y, 683. If they click on playlist...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Marshall, go ahead. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I've thrown myself completely into this project because I've become acquainted with the concept of the Trojan horse. Essentially, the development of these terrible weapons and the use of mind control is part of an elaborate Trojan horse operation run by General Michael Aquino and his associates using cults and other methodologies in order to infiltrate our government using blackmail and intimidation, as well as a counterinsurgency aimed at the people that might be able to stop them, whistleblowers, political dissidents, and potential security risks, or people that might have knowledge about what they're able to do.
Well, of course, aren't you a little afraid of Michael Aquino? He is has a history of suing people who have talked about him, and certainly we have simply have not checked the facts. But have you had any threats against your life for putting this information out?
Michael Aquino and his associates have killed literally thousands of people in their quest to use this Trojan horse operation to subvert the constitutional authority of the United States. They seek to subvert our government and to subvert other governments in the Western civilization in order to create essentially a giant fascist state, what other people refer to as the New World Order. I approach this as essentially believing that I may or probably very will be murdered for my efforts, but I sleep with a clear conscience, sir, because essentially I know I am on the side of right, and I know if I die in this battle that I will rest at the right hand of God.
Well said, and of course you're absolutely right. We are involved in a spiritual battle, certainly being waged on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle, and the only protection any of us have is from our Lord. So, Marshall, thank you so very much for being with us. Again, our guest has been Marshall Thomas. His book, Monarch, you can get it up at lulu.com or simply type in Marshall Thomas on Google. You'll find his information fascinating, and the DVD, I really will have to admit, was riveting. It's certainly very, very professionally done. Tremendous footage, information you need to have to understand what is going on today, because so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. Marshall, thank you so much, and good night.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, some of what we've been talking about just sounds so incredible. How could this be true and every American not know? We carry the book, it used to be Operation Bluebird, now it's called The CIA Doctors by Colin Ross, and goes into the stories of many of the people who've been victims of CIA mind control programs. That's The CIA Doctors by Colin Ross. We actually have a 4-tape set, with one of those is actually including Colin Ross on mind control, and then of course we carry a CD, and you can get that from us. It has, I think it's something like 80,000 pages there on this CD. of previously suppressed, or maybe it's only 18,000, of previously suppressed, formerly top secret CIA files, and now you can read them all there, and they're on this one CD. You just call and ask for the CIA papers, or release papers CD. We actually have copies of the Church Committee report. We actually have a four-tape set on mind control. We have a, and of course you'll hear there, some of the interviews with Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. We actually have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove that has an hour interview with Kathy O'Brien, who was, of course, recruited into this whole incredible world of violence and seduction and certainly of terrible torture so that you could get a mind control slave. We have a four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance from another person who was a victim of satanic ritual abuse starting when she was 3 years of age and, of course, of her ultimate deliverance. Satanism and deliverance, a four-tape set. Information you're not going to get elsewhere, but you must understand the true nature of the evil that we are certainly opposing at the present time. If you'd like to get this information, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. If you'd like, of course, to get one of our catalogs, you can get it simply by requesting it. If you'd like, of course, to get our catalogs on health foods or on emergency foods or information on the Berkey, water filters, the other things that you'd need for emergencies, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. How do you put this into any sort of perspective? Well, you need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD. Then you need to watch the DVD of my talk of The Forbidden Secret, which will take you into an understanding of the other dimension, because there really is another dimension. We have, of course, a great new four-tape or 4D CD set going into The Secret, which is being used all across America by millions of people who've heard about this wonderful means by which you can control the world with your mind. I've been endorsed by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jim Carrey and Jack Canfield. And it is basically put forward as a vehicle by which you can get anything you want to by simply learning how to manipulate the universe with your mind. Nobody really understands what they're doing. People are opening their minds to demonic spirits because we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ladies and gentlemen, it really is there. It's not imaginary. Our four tape set, The Secret, Behind the Secret, the four tape or four CD set, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back in just a moment, I hear, with the second hour of Radio Liberty. But please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because you are our only protection against the dark side.